Welcome to Healthier You by Vanderbilt Health and Wellness, a podcast to help Vanderbilt faculty and staff live their healthiest lives.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Deanna Clark, and I am one of the health educators at Health Plus. I am very excited to introduce you to our guest expert today, Gretchen McCullough. Gretchen, we're so glad to have you here on the Healthier You podcast.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We would love to know just a little bit more about you and your role here at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, so I serve currently as the Chief Nursing Officer at Monroe Carroll Junior Children's Hospital. I have been with Vanderbilt for a little over a year, and it's been a really, really fun journey in children's and getting to know the teams across the health system.
Amazing. Well, we're so glad to have you here, and we have a really exciting topic to talk about today. It is a new and intriguing one for me, at least, and it is calendar painting. So if you're anything like me and learning how to balance a busy schedule and make more time for important things, that can be a challenge. So I'm excited to learn more about how calendar painting can help establish a healthier work-life balance through time management.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that today.
Yeah, so we'll jump right in. Tell me, what is calendar painting and how did you discover it?
Yeah, so the thing I love best about calendar painting is it's a body of work that was informed by individuals who were at professional crisis. Periods of high rates of burnout, periods of performance issues. I've spent most of my career coaching leaders, failing leaders on the side of my job. And as I started to do root cause analysis with different leaders, we began to find over and over and over again that this common thread of work-life boundaries, prioritization of work, and really time management showed up very prevalently across leaders that were struggling. And so we dropped back and used an old framework that has shown up in Stephen Covey's work. It is widely credited back to Dwight Eisenhower, but it uses the concepts of urgency and importance to build a four-square prioritization system. And we take that sort of foundational work and overlay it on a calendar budgeting process that allows leaders to load the most important things first. So those things that are really important, like your strategic planning efforts, what I call through the calendar painting process, purple space time, which is time for yourself as a human being. It's the time that you spend eating meals and exercising and sleeping, right? Those things that are really important to whole human wellness. We load those in the budget first and then build backwards.
That is amazing. And I love the idea of that purple space where you can kind of look at the things that you're doing from work, but also look at the things that are meaningful for you outside of work. So I love that that's built into that.
Yeah, that whole person, right?
Whole person care, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it seems like you mentioned, you know, that calendar painting is something that you've worked on for yourself and also for other professionals. Can you tell us a little bit more or dive a little bit deeper into how you've helped other professionals while using calendar painting?
Yeah, so I've taught this program for a number of years in different formats, in big groups and with individuals. But really, it's about giving individuals a methodology to load the highest priority work first, to set effective boundaries, to have really effective conversations around what pieces of work they take home and what pieces of work they leave at work, and really to get them to a place where they have really good internal time study habits that allow them to understand where their time is going and whether it's going to places with intention. There's a lot, I think, in many of our jobs that is encumbered with things that we don't necessarily plan for, they just happen. And so it's a zero-based balance budget, if you will, right? So you're trying to really measure what's happening with all of your time so that you can look at that by category and make sure that you have adequate time budgeted for the things that really matter long term.
I love that. And I love what you said about setting effective boundaries. I know that that can be very challenging when we're managing many different work-life demands, and then you have the things going on outside of work. So it seems like calendar painting is something that can help budget all of those things.
I think it's particularly important for healthcare leaders and employees. You know, we as a group source for really high achieving, often type A, people who want to give. And when you recruit over and over and over again for that pattern of combined traits, what you see is people with really slippery boundaries. And then we reinforce that. We reinforce overworking by rewarding it. And so for me, it's about, you know, we've got known vulnerabilities in the healthcare space where healthcare workers are uniquely vulnerable to burnout and fatigue because of what they come to the table with. That combination of high achieving and giving spirit that can leave folks feeling really strapped and strained. And so it's about how we give them tools to engineer their time with intention.
Yeah, I think the giving part of working in healthcare is probably what draws many of us to this space, but it seems like it has a drawback too on the other side. And regarding calendar painting, how is this different from other time management systems that you've come across personally?
Yeah, you know, I think there's been a lot of work written on how to manage time really effectively. I think for me, especially in this space of healthcare, it's all about how you take care of the human being first. So Dwight Eisenhower's original work sort of framed off this quote that he attributes back to an old president of Northwestern University, which basically says, the urgent is often not important, right? Those things that are pinging right in front of you, the email that's asking for your attention, the notification on your phone that's buzzing, that's connected to something that's not urgent. And the important are seldom urgent. And so it's very easy, especially in our modern world with the amount of technology signaling that we have, to really prioritize those things that feel really urgent but may not have long-term importance. The emails pinging in your inbox or the messages on your phone. And really the work frames on this concept of starting with loading space for the stuff that's really important but not very urgent. That work that prevents reactivity, you know, I joke, if you've got really, really strong green space time, which is this high importance, low urgency work, it's the stuff that matters in 5 years. If you drive enough of that and you measure calendar after calendar, you start to see a reduction in what we call red space time, which is time spent fighting fires, right? So you can actually, in the budgeting process, you can start to shift and impact the amount of reactive work that you end up doing over time.
I think that's really powerful, you know, just being able to kind of differentiate the difference between something that's urgent and something that's important and figuring out how that translates to your day-to-day time and activity. I mean, that's a powerful tool to use. It's certainly something that I can use for myself.
Well, I like it because it's simple. We're talking about something as complicated as every hour of our lives. The framework that we use has to be fairly straightforward.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Health Plus's theme of the month is You Deserve a Break. Mm-hmm. How can calendar painting help someone who needs to take a break?
I mentioned that the first thing we teach students to do is to load their purple space time in their budget, which is that time that is spent caring for you as a whole person. So when I teach this, I ask folks to look at how many lunch breaks they're taking without working at their desk. You know, whether they're taking calls on the ride home, where do they have work sort of encroaching on periods of time that would otherwise be pockets of respite throughout the day? And those are very different person to person. You might recover with exercise. I might recover in a good book. My yoga mat's over there in the corner. I do yoga at lunch most days. But it's about protecting that time and then treating that time that you have budgeted for yourself in your calendar as though it's a meeting with somebody really important in your organization. What I find with a lot of leaders particularly is they'll hold the time, but then they give it away very quickly because someone asks for something. That's that giving nature that healthcare workers so often bring to the table. But it's really teaching them to respect that as a meeting with self, just as you would, you know, if you had a meeting with Dr. Balzer, right? You probably wouldn't cancel for a small thing. So it's honoring the time that you hold in your time budget as though it is that important, because it is. Ultimately, our entire work, particularly as healthcare leaders, is caring for people who care for people. And if you're at the bedside, it's caring for families and patients. And you can't do that well if you're pouring from an empty cup. So for me, it's about how do we engineer those breaks in so that they happen on purpose, and we give folks tools to really respect the time that they plan to give to those activities.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, what struck me about that is honoring the time that you set aside for yourself just as important as the other time that you have set aside for those tasks that we deem important at work. But our well-being and our health and how we are doing as leaders or as healthcare providers is the way that we are effective with the work that we do, whether it be with patients or administration or whatever work that you do. So I thought that was very powerful, very powerful. Knowing how to get started with any skill can really feel like the hardest part. So what is the first step someone could take if they wanted to get started with calendar painting today?
There are some really good books available in the market that speak around the edges of this theme. Stephen Covey's work, which is as old as the hills at this point, is really grounding and foundational. Simon Sinek has written a really beautiful book called The Infinite Game, which speaks to this concept of sort of the artificial finite limits that we put on things as human beings, everything from fiscal years to our time budgets, right? The ways in which we think about work and think about prioritizing the things that are really important and that will drive change 5 years down the road. So those, you know, reading source material like that, I think is really helpful. Here in Monroe Carroll, we have opened calendar painting training opportunities to all of our nurse leaders and ancillary clinical leaders so that they can participate in a class, and then after that class, participate in an open discussion forum to make sure that they have a connection into peers who are trying to do like work. It's nice to build accountability partners, and when those accountability partners understand the language you're speaking, it can be really, really helpful. But I think the first step in this work is to understand the framework, which is that urgency and importance spectrum, and then, you know, really doing some of the early time study work, which we walk through in the training to help folks get connected to, you know, how to measure their time and where it's going.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. It seems like, you know, learning about calendar painting right here at Vanderbilt is something that is accessible and perhaps even easy to tap into. So I think that's very encouraging for our listeners who, you know, may not have heard about calendar painting or are wondering, where do I start? Where do I begin? How do I get going? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, with that, if someone wanted to end this podcast and get started with calendar painting right after listening, where would you recommend that they go first in terms of resources?
Yeah, so there's a couple of options. We have on the Learning Management Exchange, we've recorded one of our sessions that we did here inside Monroe Carroll. So for individuals who are interested in learning by themselves from pre-prepared format, that's available. And it includes the discussion afterward with a group of nurse leaders. And so you can actually hear folks talk about the kinds of concepts that they hope to transfer into practice after the training. The other thing that I'll offer, and we've done this in a couple of different settings, is to come to teams to actually present this material. So I've done that for years where we will bring either into large groups or small groups the content, because it is very helpful to learn with teams because it's ultimately connected to behavior change. Right. And so when we talk about things like email boundaries after hours and building really thoughtful time budgets and supporting one another, if you work in a team with a lot of people, it can be helpful to have the concepts that are taught be learned alongside folks that you work with every day, because then you can help to support one another in upholding those boundaries.
And we know that with any type of behavior change or when we're just trying to start a new habit, having that accountability, that support, and really just knowing where to start are sometimes the first things that are the ways that people can start to build new habits. So thank you for sharing that. And certainly we can drop some of that in the show notes of our episode today so that people can know where to go. Yeah, and where to connect. So. Well, our goal here at Vanderbilt Health and Wellness is to promote healthy lifestyles for employees. And I am positive now after hearing about calendar painting that this can be an excellent tool to promote health, promote well-being, especially during the summer season. So Gretchen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been fun to chat about this and happy to connect with anybody across the community offline who's interested in the topic.
Thanks for tuning in to Healthier You by Vanderbilt Health and Wellness. If you are a Vanderbilt University Medical Center faculty or staff member, you can earn credit on your Go for the Gold Wellness Actions log by listening to 2 podcasts during season 1. Simply click the Go for the Gold link in the show notes below to record your participation and stay tuned for future episodes.